So now we're going to hear some more from different Dave. The title is, it's called Psycho Pop. I wish he was here to tell us more about it. Here we go. Different Dave is someone we need to speak of. Dave Main, Different Dave in a Cavern, is a 57-year-old multi-instrumentalist and electronic engineer who had the good fortune to find success as both of this field. Playing since age 9, he made his first bass guitar from an old acoustic 6-strings. And although he plays several instruments, he feels most at home with a bass. The music he's offering for Denis Palooza include works from 4 different records over the course of many years. There is a few interesting facts. Dave's guitarist in The Trouble Doll is Michael Taylor, who has been the scriptwriter for Star Trek, Voyager, and currently is the producer of Sci-Fi Channel hit series Defiance. Dave Letta's musical partner is Cavern's own Carol Rainwater, known as Caro, with whom he has collaborated on two songs. Dave has a long career in another aspect of the music industry. He has worked at both Kramer and Vaccaro Guitars. So here, this is a gift from different Dave, a gift for our ears. Same day world. Bravo, Dave. Thank you.
That greedy game you play, and I'm always in she had came to me with reasons I can name. And you're happier than most you blame. Ask you not to come to me, why can't you complain? But you're always so lovely, you say. That you're always into nothing like me.
This was the musical adventure with different Dave. Thank you, Dave. Now comes the DMR. Hello, Planet. Hello, Musky. Hope you are here to join me.
Hello, Planet.
Hello, Musky. Hello, Christine.
Salut, Planet. You must be tired. We have with us someone.
I feel good. I'm just getting started.
Yeah. It's only 8 o'clock at night here.
That's right.
Hey, I'm on the fifth bottle of wine. I'm great.
Okay. Angie's there. Do not slip from your chair. Now, we have with us Peabok Musky. Tell us, who is Peabok? His real name is Olivier Moret from France. Miss Peabok Musky? Musky fell asleep.
Well, Peabok is a French player, a member of the Eder Gira Hood or Misspedia Hood. I don't know which one. It's probably Misspedia Hood. And back in 2010, he offered us his first album entitled Age of Sound, Mislike Music he composed himself. So I will ask Peabok a few questions in French, and I will translate his answers. Salut Peabok, bienvenue au DMR.
Bonjour à tous. Bonsoir à tous. Je voudrais d'abord m'excuser. Je ne sais pas sur quel livre de liaison j'ai appuyé, mais je me retrouve à parler avec vous alors que d'habitude je suis dans la caverne à vous écouter. Il y a un problème technique.
Well, he said he didn't know which book he took, but he's currently in the cavern with us.
Did he touch an extra book?
Well, what normally happened? He's in the cavern hearing to us, but now he's talking to us.
So we're going to present l'âge des sons. Le micro est à toi, Pibok. Pibok was swallowed by the book. Monsieur...
Ok, Pibok, est-ce que tu peux nous donner un peu le...
Alors, L'âge des sons, c'est un album que j'ai composé il y a 3 ans, au moment de l'ouverture de la caverne, de la rouverture.
Ok, wait a second, Pibok. Ok, Pibok composed The Age of Sounds 3 years ago, when the cavern reopened.
J'ai composé 14 voyages. Chaque musique correspond à un lieu dans le live, dans Uru.
Ok. There is 14 journeys, and each journey is about an age in Uru.
Et pour chaque âge, j'ai rencontré un personnage, un avatar de la caverne, et j'ai associé un de ces personnages que j'ai rencontré avec un âge.
Okay, in each age, he met an avatar, and he associated this avatar with the age from which he met.
Il y a juste le premier morceau qui est une introduction du livre de l'âge des sons qui ne correspond à aucun quartier et à aucun âge.
So, okay, the first song is not associated with any avatar, but it is kind of an introduction to the age of sound.
So here we go, l'âge des sons.
Pibok, can you tell us about the instrument we just heard in the introduction to the Age of Sound? Est-ce que tu peux nous dire un peu quel instrument qui jouait dans cette...
Prêt.
coupe.
But Peebok calls it a xylophone.
Chaque instrument solo dans les morceaux sont joués à partir d'une commande de souffle, c'est-à-dire que j'ai une petite embouchure qui me permet de faire toutes les variations du son à partir de mon souffle.
Now, we're going to hear Les Quêtes d'Elodine et Ricky à Erkana. Peebok, tu peux nous dire ce que c'est?
Alors, les morceaux que vous allez entendre se passent dans l'âge d'Erkana. Et vous imaginez que vous êtes en train de faire une course de marqueurs.
So we're going to leave Erkana and we're going to find Solin in the desert of Minkata. À toi, Peebok.
Well, imagine yourself playing a marker mission in Erkana. That's the music we just heard from Peebok. And now we're going to Minkata with Solin.
J'ai découvert que cet âge faisait rêver beaucoup d'explorateurs dans Minkata, par le lieu, mais aussi par la musique de Minkata.
Well, he discovered that this age, Minkata, made people dream, not only by the age itself, but by the scenery of Minkata.
Ce morceau est une inspiration beaucoup plus personnelle que la musique d'origine de Minkata, et on va y retrouver certaines touches et notamment les percussions.
Well, we're going to discover percussions in this piece of Minketa.
He's going to find again the Minketa beat, but the rest is quite personal. Merveilleux voyage, Pibok. Maintenant, de la nuit de Minketa aux étoiles de Riven. Tell us about this.
Alors, pour ce morceau, le morceau que l'on va entendre, c'est on reprend les accords et une partie de la mélodie du morceau de Minketa qu'on vient d'entendre. Mais maintenant, il faut s'imaginer que ça se passe la nuit et que l'on part de Minketa, que l'on traverse les étoiles pour retrouver les étoiles de Riven.
Okay, for the next song, we take back the music we heard from Minketa and we transport ourselves in the stars of Riven. prochaine pièce s'intitule
Indescent et la crevasse du volcan.
Okay, we're going to switch now to the cleft. Puis Buck, parle-nous un peu de la pièce au cleft.
Eh bien, tout est parti de là, le commencement du voyage qui nous réunit tous ce soir dans la caverne. C'est un petit retour à la surface, vers l'endroit où nous sommes tous passés au commencement du jeu.
Okay, P-Buck said that everything started there. So when we began our journey, we arrived at the cleft in the beginning. And now it's a return to the surface.
So one of 100 and the, what do you say, the cleft next to the volcano. We're going to hear something that you may be familiar with, the lesson of Dene language from Zorin and Turgeon. Go ahead.
Okay, parle-nous un peu de la leçon Dene de Zorin à Turgeon.
Alors, pour ce prochain morceau, quel mystère serait percé si nous parvenions à mieux parler le Dene? Ça nous permettrait de mieux comprendre cette langue et elle se mettrait à chanter en nous. Et j'ai imaginé justement que la langue Dene se mettait à chanter pour en faire le morceau que vous allez entendre.
Okay, for the next song, he tells us that it would be quite a good thing if we could talk in Dini and then sing in Dini, and you would hear the piece that's coming up.
Now we have Arzel et la forêt de Kadish-Tolesa. Can you tell us what this is about, Pibok?
Well, now we will hear Arzel in Kadish, in the forest of Kadish.
Dans cet âge, même dans les âges, on se retrouve souvent dans une nature autour de nous qui est souvent merveilleuse et réelle. Et là, on va écouter la musique des arbres, de l'eau, des sources d'eau et du vent que l'on trouve dans la forêt de Kadish-Tolesa.
When we go to Kadish-Tolesa, we have a scenery around us that is not real, but it's very beautiful. So we're going to hear music about water, forest.
probably you remember Blue Coyote and the evening in Telegon. Do you?
Ok, on va entendre maintenant une musique qui tourne autour de Télédon.
Blue Coyote et les soirées de Télédon.
L'âge de Télédon, c'est pour moi un âge qui est doux et reposant. Et il invite à observer, à partager, à écouter, comme si on était en veillée avec des amis.
So Télédon for Peabok is a sweet sound and very relaxing. And the music we will hear, just try to figure out you are with friends there visiting the age.
Thank you.
Now, it's about dear Elim. Elim, I miss you so much. We had so much fun. I almost got kicked out of the cavern because of you. That was funny. So now, this is about Elim et les sphères d'Annonay.
So we're going to hear a song about the mysteries of Annonay. Peabok, parle-nous un peu de Elim et les mystères d'Annonay.
Bien. Il fait. Il faut s'accrocher. Allez.
Oui. ourselves to a linking book, and we are going to do it three times. This song is entitled Elim and the Spheres of Anani.
Every one of us has tried to climb the tree in Egora. I was going to say it in French, in the middle of an English sentence. That was brilliant. Anyway, this is Jojo et l'escalade de l'arbre d'Egora. Pibok, who is Jojo?
La caverne est sombre et parfois elle est un peu désolée, on se sent un peu seul, un peu à l'étroit. Certains savent franchir ses limites et peuvent atteindre d'autres visions en escaladant et en sautant sur le grand arbre de la caverne. Et donc c'est une musique qui permet de faire partager ceux qui aident les autres à franchir des obstacles, des murs invisibles, et à trouver d'autres jeux, d'autres idées dans la caverne.
Okay, so let me translate this. So when we are in the cavern, sometimes we are alone there. If we go in our private city, we are alone there, and this is a dark place. And if we want to see a different scenery, we can use skydiving techniques and use invisible walls to get ourselves a better view of the city. So this music talks about that. So try to envision a different view of the cavern.
So this is basically music for the skydivers. Here's to you, skydivers. Cheers. Missa, Missa, et le portail de Belém. Have you been in the garden lately?
Well, Pibok, es-tu allé dans le garden récemment, Adeline?
Je n'y suis pas allé récemment, mais je suis allé déjà dans mon propre jardin. Ici, il fait bon en ce moment, on peut donc en profiter. Mais je n'ai pas trouvé le livre de liaison pour vous le faire partager, malheureusement.
Well, Pibok went in his own garden, but he didn't find his linking book, so he cannot share it with you.
He hasn't found either the cloth. Nobody is there to help him touch the cloth.
Je vous propose, à travers les morceaux qui vont suivre, d'explorer différents jardins de la caverne. Il y en a plusieurs, et la plupart sont aujourd'hui sans musique. Donc, je me suis inspiré de ces jardins. Et je vous propose d'ouvrir leurs portes.
Okay, the music you will hear is about the gardens in the game, and some of them don't have music, so the gardens inspired him some music, so he proposes to share his view of the music that could be in the gardens.